Paul Mason, you were my boss on Computer Weekly, where you're the deputy editor, and then you went from Computer Weekly to Newsnight, where you're doing incredibly well, and I've just listened to you at the Bath Literature Festival talking about your new book. So what's the key to your success and getting on in journalism?
Well, I have to say I was probably at the right place at the right time, because the first live appearance I ever made on Newsnight was actually on 9/11, and I'd only been there 10 days, and as somebody from your, from our ex-employer did text me at the time, you know, heck, Paul, you know, 10 days ago you were covering Microsoft SQL Server 7, and now you're covering the biggest event that's ever happened. But actually, I do think one has to sort of be intelligently unintelligent. You have to know nothing and ask, therefore, all sorts of obvious questions that people aren't asking. And I think that, I mean, for a long time at Newsnight, I was basically covering business. I kind of got sick of covering business. And I branched out a bit into what is really happening in the world. And to me, technology was the, what became my obsession in the mid-2000s. And I had this brilliant editor who now works for Google, but he was the editor of Newsnight, who also was obsessed with technology. And he pushed me in directions that I probably should have worked out myself were interesting. But also was like doing the impact of mobile telephony, the social impact of mobile telephony in Africa in the mid-2000s, a really interesting question. So you had things like transfer, you know, money transfer using mobiles, which was all looked very faddish at the time. But now we've got social media. I mean, it just put me in a very good place to understand what's now, I mean, now my thing that you've just been listening to me gob off about is about the social networking basis to a lot of this social unrest that's going on. And that, I think, is it's just about having a mind that is inquiring about the new rather than the old. People keep asking me about the current situation. Well, you know, isn't this just like before? And I go, yes, it is. You'll find it all in Shakespeare, all this, what's going on in Tahrir Square. The problem is it's all in the wrong order. You know, the fools in Shakespeare are objects of fun, the lower caste, and the kings know everything. Now, the kings seem to know nothing and act like idiots, and the football supporters are running the revolution, you know?
Yeah. So, if you're a journalist in college now,
yeah,
and you're, well, no, in a couple of years' time when you're paying £9,000 a year,
yeah,
you probably might have some sense of entitlement as to some kind of job, while the publishing industry continues to be figuring out how to make money. What do you think you should be doing if you're coming into this?
Right, I mean, what I'd say to young journalists is, you know, it's unfortunate that the cost of education is now seen as a return on investment. You might have to regard it as a sunk cost. That's quite a difficult thing to say, but in a sense that you might have to actually regard it as money wasted in order to get yourself to base one and start calculating from where you are from the first time you ever pick up a wage. Now, it's quite a hard thing to say, but I still say the other thing is, get a degree in something interesting and then do journalism, either postgraduate or try and blag your way in. And as you know, Martin, I blagged my way in, and it's not impossible even now. I think there's going to be fewer journalists making less money, but there's also going to be more people in society producing content who might make a bit of money out of it. I'm very interested, for example, in Tumblr.
Yeah.
Why have I gone onto Tumblr? Not because I've got loads of 24-year-old friends, I haven't, but because everybody who follows me on Tumblr is 24 or below. But because Tumblr makes you think in a certain way about content. And what is the greatest on Tumblr is there's not a lot of retweeting or reblogging. There's a lot of original content provision. Okay. And a lot of it is photographs. So think, actually, I mean, you know, right, so basically think about what the content of the future is. Become good at it, become flexible, and become, you know, totally innovative in understanding where you might make money out of it. Then you might surprise yourself. The old ways are very, very atrophied. They're not gone, but they're atrophied.
Paul, thanks very much.
Great, Martin.